This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Ministry of Home Affairs today unveiled India's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. The ministry said in a statement that while the nature of threats continues to change and present new challenges, the country remained consistent to oppose terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Raising allegations of unrest, corruption and appeasement against the Trinamool Congress government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought the support of the people of West Bengal in the upcoming assembly election. In an open letter to the people of the state, ahead of the assembly polls, he not only presented an account of the central government's various projects and achievements over the past 11 years, but also offered his respects to the people of Bengal. He said the time has come to decide the path for the future of the next generation. The Supreme Court today sought responses of the union ministries on a proposal for shifting all coal-based industries out of Delhi NCR to ensure better air quality. Responses have been sought by the bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul Pancholi to deal with the persistent air quality crisis in the National Capital Region. The bench said it will examine the issue of vehicular air pollution on the 12th of next month based on the suggestions made by the Commission for Air Quality Management. The Calcutta High Court expressed its anguish over the lackluster role of the Government of West Bengal and Kolkata Municipal Corporation over the illegal constructions on the East Kolkata wetlands, which is a Ramsar site, despite the court's multiple orders to dismantle. The High Court today ordered to add the Government of India in this case and observed if the state government is unable to dismantle the illegal constructions, then central forces will be instructed to complete the job. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled the bust of Chakravarti Rajgopalachari as part of Rajaji Utsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor-General of the country. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Speaking on the occasion, the President said the initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture and heritage.
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा भारतीय चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Rajaji Utsav is a wonderful initiative which brings out different aspects of C. Rajgopalachari's rich contribution to the nation. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister commended the Rajaji Utsav, saying that the effort reflects India's resolve to honour those who shaped the destiny and to shed remnants of a colonial mindset. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the Indian nationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory, issued on 14th of January this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protests or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the crew of the Manipuri language movie Boong for winning the prestigious BAFTA awards in the children's and family film category. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is a moment of joy, especially for Manipur." The Prime Minister also noted that the award highlights the immense creative talent in the country. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe will take on the West Indies in their Super 8 Group 1 clash in Mumbai at 7 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, rose over 0.5% today. The Sensex climbed 480 points to close at 83,295, while the Nifty advanced 142 points to settle at 25,713. And that is the end of this news bulletin.